Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is a heartbeat, the blood inside of my veins, the life inside of my body.
Hello everyone, this is Kino Empowerment Inc. Radio, KERFM.com, and the program is Kingdom Peace, Spirit, Soul, and Body Series. Hope you are doing great today. And we are going to be talking about standing up for the truth, and this is God's way. Last week we had understanding wisdom, the types of wisdom. We'll go over that in everything. We are going to be applying wisdom. We apply wisdom in every area of our life. Very important. And if you want to call in, it's 646-668-2413. Hallelujah. Now, as you might observe in your area, COVID-19 cases still continue to rise and is spreading quickly. And the nation's hospitals are filling up. So please, we still need to take precautions. We still need to follow rules and regulations, practice the various rules and regulations, and observe social distancing. I believe in God, but there are some areas we need to apply wisdom. Okay, so we pray, but still we need to apply wisdom. Hallelujah. Again, the COVID-19 cases continue to rise and is spreading quickly. And we are aware of the rules and regulations that was given to every one of us at the beginning. So please, let's continue to observe it and apply wisdom in all our ways. Hallelujah. Today we are going to talk about standing up for the truth is God's way. You know, God is truth, and His word is truth, and it is the truth that set us free. Hallelujah. So we are going to be reading from the book of Elijah. I hope you all know Elijah, the Tishbite, meaning he was from Tishbe, a place called Tishbe. So we all know that Elijah stood up in front of a king who was killing all of God's prophets. He walked right up to him and said, "Thus says the Lord, Elijah. Thus says the Lord." And Elijah identified himself with God, knowing that being one of God's ministers, he could be killed. Yet, Elijah boldly walked up in front of all the people and said, "Thus says the Lord, it will not rain until I say so." Since Elijah was bold enough to speak the truth, within 3 years, he was the central figure of that entire nation. The king was taking orders from Elijah because he stood up and spoke. Isn't that amazing? So we are going to read that from the First Kings chapter 17. Just the very first verse. Okay. And I'm going to read from the New King James Version. King James Version is also, I will be referring to that. And of course, that very story was repeated by James in James chapter 5, verse 17. Okay? So let's read with verse 1 now, that First Kings. And I read, it said, "And Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead, as the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall be no dew nor rain this year, except at my word." Hallelujah. Can you imagine you walk down to the king and declare the word of God? You say, "As the Lord of God lives," was also a brilliant declaration. Okay? Because Elijah stood unafraid before the king of Israel, unannounced and uninvited. And he could do so because he stood before the one whose glory, whose majesty and power were infinitely greater than Ahab. And he declared that there will be no dew, no rain until he says so. Because the Canaanite belief was that only Baal could govern the dew and the rain. So Elijah's pronouncement was an immediate challenge. That is, who is really God and who is Baal? Is it Baal or the Lord of Lord. Hallelujah. So we see Elijah as one of the prophets in a long line of important prophets God has sent to Israel and Judah. Now, if you know the history of Israel, the northern kingdom had no faithful kings throughout its history. Each king was wicked, actually leading the people in worshiping the hidden gods. Now, few priests were left from the tribe of Levi. Most had gone to Judah, and the priests appointed by Israel kings were corrupt and ineffective. So, with no king or priest to bring God's word to the people, God called prophets to try to rescue Israel from its moral and spiritual decline. So, for the next 300 years, they witnessed all kinds of stories. These men and the men and women played a vital role in both nations, encouraging the people and leaders to turn back to God. Now, those who worship Baal believe he was the God who brought the rains and beautiful harvest. So when Elijah walked into the presence of this Baal worshiping king and told him there will be no rain for several years, Ahab was shocked. Ahab had built a gigantic military base, and it was no help against it would be no help against drought. He had many Baal priests, but they could not bring rain. Elijah bravely confronted the man who led his people into evil, and he told of a power far greater than any hidden Israel. So when rebellion and all kinds of evil were at all time high in Israel, God responded not only with words, but also with action. Hallelujah. So we see that there was evil in the land. And we all know Ahab's wives, Jezebel, how he came from the Phoenician city of Tyre. Her father had been a high priest and eventually the king. So Jezebel worshiped God Baal in order to please her. So Ahab built a temple, an altar for Baal, which promoted the idolatry and leading the entire nation into sin, plunged the entire nation into sin by the building and encouraging of worshiping of Baal. Hallelujah. So we have to stand up for our rights. There are many areas you can stand up for your right, stand up for other people's right. You see it's not right. Clearly, you see that it's not right. It is what? Evil. So you stand up. So Jezebel was an exceedingly competent, highly gifted, powerful person, and she was exceedingly evil. So she was able to influence her husband Ahab to be wicked. Okay, so we see here that we have to stand for the truth, standing up for the truth. And there are so many of us, we are so afraid to stand up for the truth. Proverbs 29:25 says, "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoever putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved." many of us are so afraid. And even if our people around us, maybe in our workplace or wherever we are talking about something that completely violates everything we believe in, most of us will not stand up for the truth because we are afraid of criticism, we are afraid of persecution. And although they wouldn't physically beat us up, they will look at us and roll their eyes. They wouldn't include us in their inner circle anymore. They may even begin to avoid us. Yeah, most of us who are Christians will not even speak the truth because politically it's not correct. So this is the fear of man, and it will limit God's power in us. It will what? Limit God's power in us. And that is the reason why I'm talking about it right now. And one of the ways we limit God's power in us is for us not to stand up for the truth. Hallelujah. So the fear of man bringeth a snare. But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. Okay? So let's go now to 1 Peter chapter 3 from verse 14. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. Hallelujah. I have so many verses, but the time that I have, I will really show a few. But let's look over this few. Verse 13 says, on the first Peter, he said, and who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? Verse 14 says, but if even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, that is, if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. You see? And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. You see? So, 1 Peter 3, I want to read it on King James 13 and 14. He said, and who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Verse 14 says, but and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. 15 said, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. 16 says, but having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be what? Ashamed, that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. 17 says, for it is better if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well doing than for evil doing. 18. For Christ also had once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. 19. But which also he went and preached unto the Spirit in prison. And so on and so forth. So the area we need to concentrate on here, 14. Okay? He said, who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. You are what? Blessed. That's suffering for the truth, suffering for what is right. So we believers should make sure that when we suffer, it is only because we are serving God faithfully and not because we have done anything wrong. So God especially honor those who suffer for doing what is right. Hallelujah. So we see God working in the life of those who are standing for the right, standing for what is truth. Hallelujah. That is suffering for right and wrong. Hallelujah. So it is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. Again, it is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. The will of God. If we suffer for doing right, standing up for right, speaking up for the right, it is the will of God. Hallelujah. So let's quickly go to James chapter 4. James 4. James 4, 17. He said, therefore, whosoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. Again, my translation said, therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, sin. Another translation says, whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is what? Sin. Now we are seeing it ourselves that if we don't do what is appropriate, what is right, what is good, standing up for what is good, speaking up for what is good, we say we shy away from it. We say, oh, it does not concern me. It's not part of me. I don't belong. It doesn't belong to me. We are what? Sinning. We are seeing all over the world now. We are seeing all kinds of injustice. And some of us might say, well, it doesn't bother me. It's not me. Well, it's not me. And you see, you shy away from it, you sin. See? So you might not be affected, but you are not standing up for what is right. You know it is not right. You are sinning. It is a sin. James, according to James 4:17. There are all forms of sin. See why? The reason why we need Jesus, the reason why we need our Savior Lord Jesus Christ. So many areas where we sin. You see what is supposed to do and you are not doing it. It is the right thing to do. We are not doing it. It is a sin. We are seeing all kinds of racial injustice, all kinds of killing, we call it different names, occurring, and people are not just feel, oh, it doesn't bother me, it's not me, it's not me, this and that. so concerned about it, not bothered by it. It's a sin. You know, it's not right. You know, it's not appropriate. When you bring it before the Lord, it's clearly not right. It's injustice. And yet, you are not joining. You are not partaking. You are not part of it. You are not speaking. You are not standing. It is a sin. And we call ourselves Christians. We call ourselves, oh, we know God and all that. It is a sin. Hallelujah. It is a sin. Hallelujah. So one of the other verses I want to share, I have 3 more minutes remaining, is Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. It clearly states that we should not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due times we will reap if we do not grow weary. If you have been speaking out, be standing out, acting out for the right stuff, for the right thing, for the good of your community, of the world, of the nations, the community in which you live, you are partaking, you are doing good, doing what is right. The Lord is saying here that you should not lose heart in that good stuff you are doing. Keep on doing it. For in due time, you will reap if you do not grow weary. Yes, would there not be people talking against you? Would there not be people speaking against you? Would there not be persecution? There will be, because you are not alone with them. You are not in their path. You are doing what is right. The moment we are doing what is right, there will be persecution. There will be name calling. There will be all kinds of criticism, because we are not flowing with them, but against them. So for in due time, the Lord is encouraging us, admonishing us, that in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. We will reap what? If we do not grow weary. So we have to stay strong, and we have to be continuing. We have to continue to do what is right. Do that good thing which is right, which is good, which is right in the presence of God. Hallelujah. And one of the area of standing up for the right is loving one another, loving our neighbor as ourselves. If we keep the royal law, that is James 2:8, says that if we keep the royal law found in the scripture, that is love your neighbor as yourself, we are doing right. Loving your neighbor as yourselves, we are what? Doing right. Loving our neighbor as ourselves, you are doing right, doing what is good. And concluding with the book of John 14:23, which says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Isn't that amazing? Make our home with him. Hallelujah. So that's all I have today. So remain blessed. Please keep yourself safe. Till next time. Hallelujah.